They just get saved. I mean, Matthew 6:33 said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. Good singing tonight. All the singing has been great. Good guitar picking. That left-handed guitar picker, he's something else. Yes. Amen. It's been good every night this week and last week and week four and all the other times. And it's been a real joy to be here. I've enjoyed it. It's good every night last week, and then last night was great, and then tonight has been good so far. So you pray that God will continue to bless. We'll be praying for you. Pray the revival meeting will go on, and God will give you heaven's best. I believe the best is yet to come for this church. Just always put God first. Stay faithful. Back the man of God and pray for him, pick him up, provide for him. And I'm telling you, God will bless this church. It's been a real joy. How many of you got your Bibles? Wave those Bibles there, if you will. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand if you're able. If you're not able, then you may be seated. But if you're able, I'd like for you to stand and turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19. 1 Kings, chapter 19, if you got a Holy Bible, a Scofield Bible, excuse me, it's on page 414. My, God is good.
Amen.
So wonderful. 1 Kings. I tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I want to read verse number 46 in chapter number 18. Then I'm going to go to chapter number 19 and read about seven verses. And then I want to preach a message about Elijah tonight. Everybody got your place?
Amen.
All right. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse number 46. Now, be sure and get this verse, and you will understand the rest of them. "And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah." Now, don't forget that. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And the Bible said, "And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab." I quit smoking a long time ago. "And he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." Now look at God's tender care of his overwrought prophet, if you will. "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel," man, I don't even like that name, "Jezebel, sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods," talking about the little gods, "do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Well, I got news for you. Those little gods can't do nothing with the big God.
Amen.
Amen. She's going to find that out too, brother. And the Bible said, "And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die. And he said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat." Boy, when we get discouraged like he was, we need a touch from God, don't we?
Amen.
And the Bible says, "And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head, and he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." My Father, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you that it is forever settled in heaven. I'm glad, Lord, that it is our strength. I'm glad we can believe it. We can read it. We can depend upon it. We can hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against God. It grows us, Lord, in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It gives us the strength that we need and the power that we need and the direction that we need. Would you please touch us tonight as I preach the word of God, and we'll thank you and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while on the subject tonight, Elijah, the man of God. Now, Elijah means my God is Jehovah. My God is Jehovah. And I'm glad that I can say along with the psalmist in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd,
amen,
I shall not want. I'm glad I can say along with the apostle Paul in Philippians 4, 19, but my God shall supply all your riches in glory, amen, by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now look again at verse 46, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Brother, I'm going to tell you, we can make it through with the hand of God on us. I don't know what you're going through, but you're going to find out that Elijah was down and Elijah was discouraged and Elijah wanted to quit and Elijah wanted to die. But I'm going to tell you, God let him make it through. All of his trials and all of his troubles, he made it through because the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Yes. And Brother James, I'm glad when we get in the valley, the hand of the Lord does not leave us. Right. I'm glad when we're going through discouragement, and my friend, and we're down and we're out and we're down in the valley and we don't understand, I'm glad the hand of the Lord is still with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so you find that Elijah the Tishbite, the prophet of God, he predicts, let me give you some things by the way of introduction about him. He predicts a great drought in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse number 1. You read about this also in Luke 4 and verse number 25. You read about it also in James 5 and verse number 17. I mean, he prayed that it would not rain, and for 3.5 years it did not rain. And then he prayed again and it rained.
Yeah.
Listen, he knew that he was serving a God that hears and answers prayer.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jeremiah 33:3 again. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Because he's a great God and he's a mighty God.
Yeah.
And with God nothing shall be impossible.
Yeah.
Then he hides at the brook Cherith and is fed by ravens. This is found in 1 Kings 17 in verse number 5. I call this meals on wings. Now, down in Stokes County and down in Rockingham County, they have meals on wheels. I was reading this one day and I said, praise God, Elijah got meals on wings.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing from God?
Yes.
You see, with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Right.
Amen. God created the fowls of the air and he put wings on them and they can be his delivery birds if he wants them to. Say amen. Woo! I like that, glory to God. Then you find, my friend, that he is fed by the widow in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 8 through verse number 16. Now God sends him down to Zarephath and he is fed by the widow woman. Isn't that a blessing from God?
Yes.
Well, not only does God feed Elijah, but because the woman took her last meal and fed Elijah, God multiplied that meal and fed her and her son.
Amen.
And then later, Elijah raises her son from the dead. I'm going to tell you, my friend, God knows exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
And when you take care, you may say, well, I can't do very much for the man of God. But I want to tell you, when a church looks after and takes care of the man of God, then God is obligated to look after and take care of the church.
Amen.
Praise God. And the Lamb forevermore. So we find that Elijah is fed at Cherethia, and then you find that he is fed again here in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse number 8 at Zarephath. I'm so glad God knows where we are. I'm glad God can come where we are. And I'm glad God will supply our every need.
Amen.
As we trust in him and depend upon him.
Amen.
And then you'll find, my friend, that his sacrifice at Carmel in 1 Kings 18 and verse number 38. Then he slays the prophets of Baal in chapter number 18 and verse number 40. Then you find that he flees from Jezebel into the wilderness of Beersheba in chapter 19 and verse number 4 here. Oh, I'm so glad. Then you find that he anoints Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse number 19. And then by God's command, he denounces Ahab in Naboth's vineyard in chapter 19 and verse number 19. I'm going to tell you, God knows what he's doing. God knows exactly what he's doing. And then you find his predicament is fulfilled in 1 Kings 22 and verse number 38. And then you'll find that he is translated to heaven in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1 down through verse number 15. God had his hand on Elijah. But we find, first of all, that he was on the run from Jezebel. Now, when a Jezebel gets on our trail, we better run too.
Amen.
And we better run to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we better say, help, Lord.
Yeah.
One preacher friend of mine, Brother Bobby Grubbs, you ever know Brother Bobby Grubbs? He said, the first thing I do when I get out of the bed and my foot hits the floor, I say, help, Lord. God knows we need his help every day of our life. Look, if you will, please, in verse number 1 of 1 Kings 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. And the Bible said, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life. And the Bible says, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servants there, or his servant there. Now, Ahab, you'll find that Jezebel was Ahab's wife. Ahab and Jezebel was two peas in a pod, say amen.
Amen.
One was just as wicked as the other. Ahab and Jezebel were in this thing together, and both of them were wicked, and both of them died, and both of them paid for their sin.
Amen.
And he follows her idolatry. And then you find, my friend, that slays Jehovah's prophets in chapter number 18. And you find that Elijah, or she plans Elijah's death, and she said in verse 1 and verse number 2, I will kill Elijah. Now, I don't think it would be too good a news to hear that Jezebel was on your trail, and when she catches up with you, Elijah, she's going to kill you. But you remember the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And I'd rather have the hand of the Lord on me than have the hand of Jezebel on me. And when the hand of the Lord is on you, God can stop the hand of Jezebel from getting on you. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, the Bible said, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand to take heed lest he fall. For there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Oh, I'm glad the Bible said in 1 John 4 and verse number 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm glad the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And so I want to tell you, my friend, that God is greater than Ahab. God is greater than Jezebel. God is greater than the devil. God is greater than our temptation. God is greater than our trials. God is greater, my friend, than anything that the devil may throw our way. We're serving a great God and a mighty God, and we can depend on him and rely upon him and trust in him. Yes, sir. Absolutely. God is so good. And then you'll find, my friend, that Elijah pronounces death upon them. And this was fulfilled by Jehu in 2 Kings chapter number 9, which is, and Jezebel is a type of the paganism that is in the church, my friend, in Revelation chapter number 2 and in verse number 20. And so, you know, the devil doesn't want us to stand. The devil doesn't want us to have the victory. The devil doesn't want us to go on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know it's the desire of the devil to have every one of us? I mean, every preacher and every Sunday school teacher, every singer, I mean every born again child of God, it's the devil's desire to have every one of us, and the devil's desire to keep us in defeat all the time. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Let's go over in the book of Luke just for a moment. Let's go to the book of Luke and look what the Bible says. In Luke chapter 22 and verse number 33 and 34. Now, I tell you what you ought to do. You better hang on when I read these verses, because they get gooder and gooder. Wait a minute. Look what he said. You find Peter, or Jesus predicts Peter's denial. And look at verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon. Anytime you hear the name mentioned double like that, Simon, Simon, side by side, that means God is wanting your immediate attention. I want you to really perk up, and I want you to really listen to what I have to say. He said, Simon, Simon. I mean, my middle name is Ray. And so my mama used to call me Paul or Paul Ray. She said, now, Paul, you do this or you do that. And if I was a little bit slack on this, she'd say, Paul Ray, do this. And when she said that, I lifted up my feet a little faster. Got with it. Simon, 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 you better listen to me now. You've been a bragging about how that you're not going to deny me. You've been a bragging about everybody else may leave you, Lord, but I won't leave you. Simon, Simon. Let me say tonight, I don't care who you are, who we are. You better be careful. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. What does he want with you? That he may sift you as wheat. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Boy, that's sad. Yeah. I mean, the man that created the heaven and the earth. In John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Look, if you will, please. I want you to get that in John chapter 1 And verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. This is coming right from Genesis 1:1. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. So Jesus is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Now, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Well, I'm glad he didn't stop there. But I, woo, but I, the great I am, the one that delivered the children of Israel out from under the bondage and the hard taskmaster of Pharaoh and got them out of Egypt through his man of God, Moses. But I, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you. But he said, Simon, you're on the winning side. Woo! Simon, you're on the side that's already won. I have prayed for you, or for thee. Isn't that a blessing? That thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I know that you're going to deny me, and I know that you're going to curse, but I know that you're not going to stay that way very long. One preacher said maybe an hour. And he said, I'm telling you, Simon, that you better watch out. I know what you're going to do, but I'm praying for you that your faith will not fail. And praise God, the same God that's praying for Simon Peter is the same God that prays for you and I every day.
Amen.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, then we'll hear from heaven, forgive the sin, and we'll heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm so glad I serve a God that's able. Yes, sir. And look what he said in verse number 33. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee. Are you? Am I ready to go with thee? Am I ready to do exactly what God wants me to do? Are you ready to do what God wants you to do? Or would you be willing to go and do what God says do and wants done? He said, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, here's what he said to Simon Peter. I'll tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice, that means three times, deny that thou knowest me. Well, did it happen just exactly like Jesus said it would happen? Is that exactly what happened? But I'm so glad God knew all about it. And when Peter got right with God, brother, he sailed on and did great mighty things for God. I'm going to tell you, you may be down, you may be out, you may be down in the valley, you may be discouraged. You may feel like quitting tonight. But I don't tell you, praise God, come to the Lord Jesus Christ, get refired, get refueled, and by the grace of God say, I'm going on for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm staying with the Lord. I'm walking with the Lord.
Amen.
And brother, if you'll walk with Him, He'll walk with you. Oh, there's many times Elijah wanted to quit, didn't he? He sure did. He was running. Then you find, my friend, his request was to die. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. Man, that's a place of discouragement. And he requested for himself that he might die. And he said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. I've had it. I've had enough. I'm burned out, Lord. I'm going to quit. Just take my life. Let it be over with me. Just take my life. I want to die. Got tired maybe of fighting. Got tired of all the battles that goes with the ministry. Got tired of those that was mocking him and persecuting him and talking about him and threatening his life. He said, I'm tired. I'm give out. We all get like that sometimes. Well, we don't have to go through anything our Lord didn't go through with. He went through it before us. But not only did he go through it before us, he went through it for us. And I heard a song the other night. It said, don't worry and don't fear about tomorrow, because the Lord is already in our tomorrows. Woo! That's enough to make a man park his car if he's driving down the road and hearing it. Park his car on the side of the road and get out and run up and down the road for about a mile or two. I never will forget, I was preaching Emmanuel Baptist Church in Mount Airy probably 30 years ago. Brother Junior Dawson, my good friend, pastored there for years and started that work. You ever know him? Going on to glory now. I was coming down the road by myself, and we'd had a good service that night, and I was listening to the radio, and the McCameys were singing. It was Mrs. McCamey, I guess, the mother. He's the God in the valley, just like he's the God on the mountaintop. Boy, I'll tell you, Brother James, I mean, them Holy Ghost chill bumps got to running all over me. And hey, I want to tell you, I quenched the Holy Ghost of God because I should have parked that car and got out and just run around the car and up and down the road. But I was afraid of those crazy drivers out there, see. And they'd have probably thought, there goes a nut. We need to get him. We need to carry him somewhere and lock him up. They let him out too early. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know one preacher said, you preachers ought to be ashamed of yourself resigning your church every Sunday morning. What's wrong with you? Don't you know better? Quit resigning the church on Monday morning. Do like I do. Resign on Saturday night. I guarantee you, every one of you, if you've been pastoring very long, you felt like resigning many times on Saturday night, especially on Monday morning. Amen. I told Nelly here a while back, I said, I don't know. I said, I feel like I've been there going on 39 years. I think I'll just retire. She says, you've been retired for almost 39 years. Are you listening to what I'm saying? God is so good, isn't he? God is so good. So he wanted to die. He sure did. He wanted to die. But he never did die. You say, how come he didn't die? Well, turn over to 2 Kings just for a moment. Let me show you what happened to him, and I'll come back over to the other. Let me show you what happened to him. You find the translation of Elijah. And Elisha was walking by his side. And Elisha wanted a double portion of what Elijah had. You can't get most folks to want a single portion of what the man of God had, much less a double portion. But the Bible said in verse 11, and it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Amen. Woo! Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, he bypassed the funeral home. He bypassed the graveyard. And if you'll read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 down through verse number 18, Jesus Christ could come back tonight and we do the same thing. It'd suit me just fine to go to heaven in the rapture right here tonight as my friend, wait another week or two and go there from Mayodan, North Carolina. Praise God. I'm glad I'm going to go out in the rapture. Amen. I'm going to either go by death or I'm going to go by the rapture, and it would be all right with me to go by the rapture. And the next great event on God's calendar is the rapture, the snatching away of the church. And the church I'm talking about is you and I that are made up of the born again, blood washed believers. Hallelujah. So you find the Spirit who was upon Elijah comes upon Elisha. And I've been told, and I've read this, and that Elisha wanted a double portion of what Elijah had. Woo! And if I ain't mistaken, he did twice the miracles that Elijah did. Elisha did. Woo! Praise God and the Lamb forevermore. Now, the Bible said, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And the Bible says, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. And he took up his mantle. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And yet then you find Elisha's faith to use the power that he had. Oh, praise God. Now, wait a minute. Let's go back over here to Elijah. I've already got him in heaven, but let's talk to him a little bit more now before he goes up to heaven. Oh, it got good.
Amen.
I told Ranella, we saw him coming down the road tonight. I said, man, they tell me heaven is 1,500 miles long in every direction. Am I right on that? I said, that's a long ways, this way, that way, that way, this way, that way, that way. I said, how beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Amen.
Woo! Hey, man, how many of you got somebody over on the other side you want to see them? Oh, yeah. You got a loved one died in the Lord, they're shouting it out on the other side. And if you're saved, you're going. Just as sure as your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're heaven bound with a hammer down. Well, when a man gets ready to die, and he's dying because he's burnt out, and he's discouraged, and he's down, and he's out. He needs a little touch from heaven. Yeah. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him. And the Bible says, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Brother Donald, this man of God, this prophet, and God is telling him through the angel, Elijah, you're a great man of God. You're a great prophet, but the journey is too hard for you. Hey, no wonder Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
And no wonder Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. Brother Lester Roloff said a nothing is a zero with a ring knocked out. And I want to tell you something, brother. We must depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must realize without him we are nothing. And we can do nothing that will amount to anything without the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Journey's too hard for us. I accepted the call to preach. I said, great day, honey. I said, if I pastor church, I'm going to have to preach on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and possibly teach Sunday school. That's four times in a week. It's going to take a whole lot of reading and a whole lot of studying to get four messages every week. And so I've been pastoring now for 38 years, and probably 37 of those years I've been teaching Sunday school on Sunday morning in the auditorium class, and preaching on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock and preaching on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Oh, but God, I said, I can't do that. But God. God said you can because I'm going to let you study. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that Bible, that precious old book, I've read it through, I know, probably at least, oh, good night, probably 40 times from Genesis to Revelation, all the way through. And brother, I'm going to tell you, you can read it through year after year after year. And did you know God says, man, God has shown you, man, I've never seen that before. Look at that. I've never seen that before. You know, you can read your Bible through in 10 months. You want to get this right? You can read your Bible through in 10 months' time by reading 4 chapters a day. And the most of the words in your Bible only consist of 5 letters. Now, I know they got some in there this long. And when you get over in the genealogies and so-and-so begat so-and-so and so-and-so begat so-and-so, if you're not careful, you say, I don't know what so-and-so is, and I don't know what that word is, and I don't know who she was and who he was, and you'll just quit reading. Well, pronounce them the best way you can. Get your dictionary and break them down in syllables and go on and pronounce them. I don't care if you take 4 men, if they've got a college degree, and listen, the most time those 4 men, when they come to those begat in the genealogy, they'll pronounce them words a different way. They're important. The genealogies are important. If it hadn't been important, then God wouldn't have put them in the Bible. So just do the best you can with them. Do the best you can with them and go on. Say amen.
Amen.
Most people, when they get saved, they say, well, I tell you what, I'm going to start reading the book of Revelation. Well, ain't many people. I mean, the book of Revelation, the Bible said, blessed is the man that reads this book. And I read it all the time. I love to read the book of Revelation. But I think a new convert, he probably ought to start off in the book of Genesis and then start off in the book of Matthew, read some of the Gospels, and then read about the creation, and then go on over to the book of Revelation. But anyway, come on, let's go. Y'all ready? Look what the Bible said in verse number 8. The Bible said that he arose and did eat and drink, went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, another place of discouragement. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? What are you doing on this juniper tree? Now, what are you doing in a cave? Well, he was hiding from Jezebel. Verse number 10. And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thy truth, throw down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword. And I only am left alone, and they seek my life to take it away. I am left alone. Brother James, you ever feel like you was the only man that was standing? You ever felt like you was the only man that was standing for anything? You ever felt like you was the only man standing for anything? Elijah, the great man of God, felt the same way. I'm all by myself. Everybody has forsaken your covenant. Everybody has forsaken your truth, Lord. I'm all by myself. Well, he went by himself because he had God with him. You got God with you. You got the majority. Woo! Oh, yeah. All right. Now, let's look what he said. And he said, go forth. Go forth. Elijah, go forth. Brother, if this church or the other churches has been represented this week, if you get any kind of reviving, you go forth.
Amen.
And if I've got any kind of reviving, I'll go forth. I don't ever plan on retiring from preaching the Word of God. I love to preach the Word of God. But someday I'm 69, I've been pastoring the same church. That's young, isn't it, Brother James? 69, young. I mean, 68, I always make. My wife says, how come you always make yourself 1 year older than you are every time you give your birthday? She reminds me that I'm younger than I think I am. And I'm 68 years old, just turned 68 years old. I've been pastor the same church and only church going on now for 39 years. And my folk told me, said, we hope you stay here till you get 100. Brother Bobby Robinson told me, he's 83 years old. He said, and he's been pastoring for probably 50, close to 60 years now. He said, I told my church, he said, I'm going to pastor until I get 100 years old. Then I'm going to retire and go full-time evangelist. But I may go full-time evangelist one of these days. I don't know. But God don't want us to go backward with him. He wants us to go forward. Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. Since Jesus passed by. I like that, don't you? I'm glad Jesus passed by. He passed my way. And I want him to do it every day. Woo! Because I need him every day. Praise God. And so the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Where was he at then? If he wasn't in the fire, if he wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake, where was he? Let me tell you where he was. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. The Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice.
Yes, amen.
Yes. Amen. A still, small voice. Sometimes he's not in the thunder. Sometimes he's not in the storm. Amen. Sometimes he's in the still, small voice.
Yes.
Elijah, listen to what I got to say. Got something I want you to listen. I know where you are. I saw you when he's down out of that juniper tree. I sent the angel down there. Gave you something to drink, something to eat. I know where you are now, Lord. You've just been talking to me. You know, if you'll talk to God, he'll talk to you. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance into the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my face to take it away. Now I'll tell you something. You remember what he said? I only said that in verse number 10. When we get discouraged, the most of the time, the only person we think about is ourself. Is our self. I look in my mirror and I see my biggest problem is looking right straight back at me, and my wife is not standing behind me either. It's me. It's me. If we would be truthful, we would have to say, when we look in the mirror and the person that's looking back at us, we'd have to say that's the person that gives us the most of our problems. Pity committee. And everybody likes that kind of committee every once in a while, don't they? But we need God to whisper and say, you're not alone. Get up. Get out. I'm not through with you. It's not over yet. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't turn back. Go forth. I'm not through. I'll let you know when I get through with you. Not through with you yet.
Yep.
Don't close your doors. Keep them open. Yeah. Stay in the choir. Yeah. Keep on teaching Sunday school. Teach on preaching. Keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. Keep on witnessing. Giving out gospel tracts. Let's don't stop.
Yep, man.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, praise God.
Am I right?
Yeah.
He needed the touch of God upon him. He needed the strength of God to go on. Verse number 15, and the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the widows of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And he goes on down and tells him in verse number 18, here's God now. God said this to Elijah, I want you to return. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. I want you to return. I want you to return. Revival is a turning. A turning back to God from discouragement. A turning back to God from wanting to quit to wanting to do something for the Lord. A turning back from dullness to sharpness. A turning back from dullness to shining for the Lord Jesus Christ. A turning back from doing nothing to doing something for the Lord. And every one of us have got something that God wants us as individuals to do for Him. Praise God to them forevermore. That's the message I believe God wanted me to preach tonight about Elijah. He's running. Then he requests to die. But he never did. I'm through preaching. Let me ask you something tonight. Let me ask you something. Who are you running for? Are you running from God like Jonah? Or are you running to God? God doesn't want us to run from Him. God wants us to run to Him. The prodigal son lost it all in the far country because he run from the father. But verse number 17 of Luke 15, he came to himself and he got himself up and he went back to the father. And the father saw him coming a great way off and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and covered him. Because according to the law in that day, I mean, the officials, when they saw him coming and knew that he was back in town or headed back to town, the law could have killed him because he was disobedient to his parents. Right. But the father got to him before the law did.
Amen.
And the father's love covered him before the law got there.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Covered him. Now I want to tell you, I'm glad, praise God, the law condemns, but I'm glad Christ lifts that condemnation.
Amen.
You're going to come to the Father? Have you gone as far as you want to go with the Lord, or do you want to go a little farther? Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Parents is coming. Parents is coming tonight. Song leaders coming tonight. Heaven is in the building tonight. You say, preacher, I'm not thinking, I'm not guessing. Preacher, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am saved. Would you raise your hand? Thank you. You may take your hand down. How much, preacher? I'm in the building tonight, and I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, preacher. I'm kind of on the discouraged side, and I need to do like Elijah. I need to hear God's voice, and I need to turn back to God and depend on Him. Would you raise your hand right now and say, pray for me? Anybody all the building? God bless you. Anybody else? How many will be honest tonight and say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. The devil's been trying to get me to quit. Would you raise your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? A couple of people? Three? God bless you. The devil's been trying to get me to quit. He don't want me to do anything else for God. Maybe some of you older people, the devil said, well, you're getting too old. You can't do anything for God. Don't tell me you can't. I don't care how young you are or how old you are. God's got a job for every one of us to do. Hammond's in the building tonight, say, preacher, by the good grace of God, I'm going on with my Lord because He went on for me. Would you raise your hand? All over the building. I'm going on with my Lord. That's right. Thank you. We've got several young people here tonight. Listen, you may take your hand down. You young people, you stay with God. You go on for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to go just as far as God wants me to go, do just exactly what God wants me to do. My Father, in this invitation tonight, may every soul in this building mind the Lord tonight. May they get on this altar and say, Lord, by the good grace of God, I'll not turn my back on you now. You gave me my first breath, and I'm going to give you my last. And Father, in this invitation, we'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As we pray tonight, I wonder how many people would get on this altar right now and say, Lord, I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm going with the Lord. Would you come up here and pray that prayer tonight? Visitors and members, come up here and say, I'm going with the Lord. Brother Billy, lead us, if you will, please, in a song.
253, Lord, I'm coming home.
Lord, I'm coming home. She plays through softly. There's somebody here in this building tonight. You need to come on home. You need to come on home. You may be down and out like Elijah, but you remember God's hand was on Elijah. Why don't you come on home tonight as we sing another verse? Brother Billy, sing it.
Wasted.
Tears. I'm coming home.
Coming home. Coming home.
Never more to roam.
Oh, but now thine arms of love.
Another night is gone. Monday night is gone, and Tuesday night is just about gone. I hope tomorrow night you have a time in the Lord at your church.
Amen.
Hope it breaks out here. Hope it breaks out over at Brother James and over this dear brother's. I know the church. I know they all belong to God, but I know y'all the pastors, and I hope it just breaks out and you just have a spell. Say amen. Just have a spell. God's good in you.
Amen.
Where Brother Don? There, Brother Don. Brother Don, you come on up. I'm through preaching. Thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for back in the church this week and helping us out. I don't know when I've enjoyed preaching any better than I've enjoyed last week and last night and tonight. I've really enjoyed preaching. I really have. And I want you to pray for me. Pray that God will protect us on the highway and give us safety and souls to be saved, and the saints of God will get all stirred up for the glory of God.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Donald.
God bless you, brother.
Bless his holy name.
Yes.
I have a heavy heart tonight. God knows all about it.
Yes, he does, Brother Donald.
And I know that.
He does, Brother Donald.
I'm just praying that God will take care of the problem, the situation.
He will.
God, I've been discouraged this week. The devil has tried his very best. I love his church. I love God.
Amen.
I want to see people just get under the word of God. That's the only way people's going to get saved.
Right.
We got to go out like the theme song that we picked out. We got to go bring them in. We got to go bring them in from the fields of sin.
Amen.
And then we got to preach the gospel. Not only just preach it, mm-hmm. but we got to love them. And I know it's the devil. But the devil's not going to defeat me. Because I'm going forward for God.
Amen.
And I know the Lord is going to answer that prayer. And Brother Paul, you hit on something tonight over in Luke. Told him it's Simon. And Simon. I've read it more times in the last 2 or 3 days than I reckon I have in my life since I've been saved. But I know the Lord has something special for his people.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The people say we can't have revival no more. Why can't we?
That's right.
If we don't have a revival, it's not because of God, it's because of us.
Right. Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir.
This one. Y'all just pray for this one particular family. They said it's saved and I don't know what's up. I really don't. I've called them and I've left a message for them to call me. And I told them. I said, if it's anything that I've said or anything that I've done, I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't want nobody to be angry with me or mad or upset or anything. Because if that happens, the devil is won. And I thank you, Paul, for coming last week and this week. If nobody else ever needed this, I did. The Lord knew exactly what he was doing. And I know that.
Amen.
And the Lord knew exactly who to come.
God bless you, Brother Ron. You have a blessing, Jesus.
It's anything that I've ever said to hurt a family or hurt anybody through my preaching or anything. I just would rather for God just to set me down and let me do something else. I don't want nobody upset.
That's in Jesus.
I don't know why. Yes, I do. I know why Satan is doing it. It's not God's doing it. It's Satan.
Right.
Because I know that Satan also knew that God's true to his word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He knows. The word of God better than anyone that's living. But thank God I don't have to believe in what he believes in. I have to believe what God says.
Amen.
You know, when he was there in heaven with God, look what God called him, a beautiful angel. I just want you to help me pray about it. I really do.
Amen, Brother Donald.
I just don't know what to say to him. I don't know what to. It's just been bothering me.
Again, seek the Holy Ghost on him, brother. Amen. Yes, sir.
And I love him. Last one. They know I do. And I love them because they're my sisters and my brothers. I know that they're saved. Because they would talk to me about it and tell me about it when they got saved. And I know it's just the devil playing. And he's. But I think, too. Maybe me. I've been playing church too long. We've been playing church, people. This is something that we should not just play around with.
Right. Amen.
Their souls. It's in the Bible. I just love for y'all just remind me at your church. Brother James, just remind me, please. Brother Lawrence. Brother Allen. Sister Paul. Brother Paul, y'all please remember me. My church, remember me, please.
Mind,
because I do. I need your prayers.